Once dismissed as a fringe movement, Pauline Hanson's One Nation may be dramatically reshaping Australia's political landscape. It's now outperforming the Liberal and National parties in major polls and shaking up the right side of politics. In the latest election in South Australia, nearly one in four people voted for One Nation. And then earlier this month, in the New South Wales seat of Farrer, previously a coalition stronghold, One Nation claimed its first ever federal lower house seat. Analysts think it shows Australia's finally catching up with the rest of the world, where populist politicians like Donald Trump in the US and parties like Reform UK have been disrupting politics for years. It also appears to highlight a major shift away from Australia's two major political parties.
Already collapsed, we are now in a multi-party system.
Cos Samaras is a former Labor election campaigner turned pollster who says the two-party system is finished.
42% of Gen Xers are likely to be voting for One Nation. The flip side to that is that 42% of Gen Z, that is Australians between the ages of 18 and 28, are likely to be voting for the Greens.
Many believe One Nation brings something different to the major parties. George Alexander Mamalis is a podcaster and social media influencer, as well as SA state coordinator for Charlie Kirk's right-wing movement, Turning Point. He says One Nation is focusing on issues such as migration, copying the success of Reform UK overseas.
Australia isn't ready, the infrastructure isn't ready. So they'll start businesses and they'll work for cheaper, they'll work harder than anyone else will.
But One Nation's stance on migration is being strongly criticised by the Greens. Robert Sims is the Greens leader in SA and concedes One Nation is tapping into voter anger, but describes the party's stance on migration as political snake oil.
I hate to see migrants being demonised and vilified and scapegoated, and that's what we've been seeing from One Nation.
All eyes will be on Victoria next to see what voters decide in the state election there later this year, with a hung parliament a genuine possibility.